Our house, made of bamboo chopped by Baba's bare hands, sits on a hill with other houses just like ours. The roof is crinkly blue plastic, noisy in the wind, hot in the afternoon sun. Rain drips through its holes, making dirt puddles on the ground. Inside, we have a single room for the four of us. Mama and Baba's sleeping mat covers one corner. Close by, Mama's silver pot and Baba's old spit cup, stained red from his betel leaf. Khalid stores a cricket bat in his corner. Next to it, on the floor, is my brother's blue notebook. He tucked it in the waistband of his lungi and brought it all the way from Burma. What's mine is a stool that holds my special blanket. Nani's gift to baby me. It's torn and frayed, but when I brush it against my skin on cool winter nights, me and Nani are together again, cheek to cheek. My stomach twists when I think about what little made it here with us. But things don't make a home. Family does. Even those still in Burma. Nani and Nana do, even though they are gone. Eggs. Our eggs go plop plop into water, bubble and mist as they simmer in Mama's silver pot. When they're ready, she spoons them out and sets them in my bucket. Our livelihood lies between these brittle white shells. My job is to sell as many hard-boiled eggs as I can to beachgoers in Cox's Bazar. Each oval brings money to my palm and food to the bellies in my family. Salt. Last night, Baba said, "If you sell all your eggs, Samira, we can buy extra salt to keep." He was squatting on the floor, wrapping coconut, fennel, and nuts in betel leaf. It's his favorite treat. A spiral of joy rose in my belly. Salt crystals transform Mama's dal. Beneath my crossed legs, the prickly straw mat suddenly felt smooth. A bucket of eggs turns into bundles of daka, turns into pinches of salt, turns into mouthfuls of joy. I send out a wish to sell all my eggs. Come extra hungry to the beach, tourists. Scoot low. Every morning, a narrow milky stream of drip-drop pouring tsa tumbles from high to greet me. This is how Mama pours it. Moments with her at dawn bathe our day in sweetness. Baba is the first to leave. Shrimping is early work. Next, Khalid, to clean dishes and tables for the cafe at Sea View Hotel. Mama kisses me on the cheek. "Stay safe, Samira," she says. I'm the last to go. Low, low, I scoot, zigzagging. Down our sneaky, steep hill. My walk is filled with sky, wrapped in pearly indigo air, crisp and still, and birds chirping every morning.